Hey, what's up, everybody? Craig Smoke here with a rapid reaction podcast on Sikkim365.com. Post Kansas as Baylor football wins its sixth straight and brings the 2024 regular season to a resounding close with a 45-17 victory over the Jayhawks at McLean Stadium. And wow, I did not see that coming. I thought this was going to be a really tight back and forth, really sort of even battle, and it wasn't. By the end of this thing, it was blowout city. And as far as the question that people like myself debated and talked about all week long and people on the message boards, who's the hotter team? Who's the better team? Well, KU was a hot team rolling in, and people like myself leaned their way because of the numbers next to the team's names that they had beaten. But as far as the question about who was hotter, but most certainly who was better, Baylor left no doubt about that today. 45-17, my goodness, just did not see a blowout like that happening, but I'm glad to see that it happened. I'm perfectly happy to talk about that, and I am thrilled for everyone involved over on the Baylor football side of things, the players, the coaches. It was senior day. That's always a big deal to win on senior day. So to have a lot of family members and loved ones in attendance and, just to have them involved, I think it was a banner day for the program in terms of smiles on faces and putting a big exclamation point on Thanksgiving and most of all the season itself. What a run. Six straight wins. I don't know what the possibilities percentage-wise would have been at the time, but, I mean, that was something that was not worth ever really thinking about or discussing, and yet here we are. It's a reality. And as a result of this, Kansas, start with the losers first. They will miss out. That was the end of their season. They will miss out on a bowl game. They got teased at the end after probably 0.00001% hope midway through the season, or even just a month ago, for Kansas fans to dream about a bowl game. They get tickled and then get all the way up to this point and think, hey, it's a possibility. Even a lot of people picking them. They were favored by Vegas just slightly heading into this game. And their season ends today. So all that momentum, that train got derailed today in Waco. And it's the Bears who continue to ride a massive wave of momentum. Man alive. Kansas 5-7. Go ahead and get back to that here. And we'll finish at 4-5 in Big 12 play. So we'll see what the Jayhawks do this offseason. You know, Jalen Daniels obviously played really well down the stretch. And they've got some other good pieces. But Devin Neal, I mean, that guy, we're going to go watch him on Sundays now. And it'll just be interesting to see kind of what they do in the offseason. But as far as the big Jeff Grimes return, very cool to see him get to take picture with Garrison Grimes, Baylor long snapper, during the pregame. That was a very neat moment, very timely that he was able to be here for senior day. But, you know, they really turned things around the second half. So I'm just interested now to see, you know, what they do over these next few months, but that's what they're going to get to work on. And meanwhile, for the Baylor Bears, 8-4 regular season record, and looks like at worst they're going to finish fifth in the Big 12 after flipping around the schedule in a major, major way. 6-3 conference record as opposed to the 0-3 they had just a month and a half ago. Remarkable turnaround. And so, again, that'll probably place them at about fifth. They'll have the tiebreaker no matter what happens with TCU, who's still in action, and Texas Tech already won. So they'll still finish above them in the Big 12 standings. But I don't think they can move up any higher than that, regardless of what happens later on tonight. So, yeah, fifth place finish, 6-3 in the league, 8-4 overall. I think everybody's got to be really pleased with that. And possibility, obviously, of 9 wins with a bowl game, which we'll learn about next weekend after all the conference championship games wrap up. But with a win today, also better positioned yourself just being a red-hot team. I think they've got to probably be extremely attractive to some of the Texas bowls because you know Baylor fans will travel for that, especially for a team that's riding a big win streak. And closer to home near the holidays can be a good thing. So I think that would be, you know, the Texas Bowl, something like that would be ideal. But at 8-4, they really put themselves in a good position to be a very attractive team for whoever's in line to get their services for their bowl game. So looking forward to seeing that. But what an awesome day. A lot of notable things happened during this game. I mean, Monterey Baldwin, a huge game for him, especially early on. really set the tone, really broke out and had a banner day. He's been a guy who's made some really big catches. He's been a big play guy for this program for the last 3 years. Going back to, you know, him busting open the touchdown run in the Sugar Bowl, that's really when the, you know, Monterey hype began a couple, I guess, 3 years ago now. And so to see him throughout this period have his ups and downs, but a lot of ups, has been, you know, a fun ride. But to see him have such a huge game today and help this team get off to the note that it did was simply awesome. They need playmakers to step up, guys to step up and make plays. He's done that a lot in his career, and he definitely did that today. 7 catches, 119 yards, and 2 TDs. That's awesome. Josh Cameron also with 100 yards and a TD on 8 catches. That's awesome. The run game, Bryson Washington. I mean, my goodness, talked about this the last 2 or 3 weeks in my articles. I've mentioned just kind of sprinkling along the way of like, he needs this, he needs this. It's not out of the realm of possibility, 1,000 yards. It's definitely not likely because of just the amount of yardage he needed, and that included today. 188 was what he needed coming into today. And as well as he's run and all the 100-yard games he's broken off recently, 188 is still a high number. Now, I mentioned that possibility earlier this week, that it wasn't a 0% chance, but I definitely wasn't expecting it, and yet here we are, 192 yards. He gets 4 more than needed across 1,000, 28 carries, also had a 14-yard catch, the 2 TDs on the ground. So congratulations to Bryson Washington, youngest ever 1,000-yard rusher, the only freshman to ever do that in Baylor history. Redshirt freshman or freshman is, I believe, what I heard earlier as well. So a very cool achievement for him. Not necessary to make you feel like this was a banner year by any means, but the fact that he did reach that mark is just very cool. So now he puts himself in the record books. Also, 12 touchdowns on the ground. That puts him in the top 10, top 8, I think, tied for top 8th all time in Baylor single season records as well. So, you know, you can kind of get lost in all the numbers, but I think those are two, especially that 1,000-yard mark, very cool notables from today. So a massive game from Bryson Washington, and cannot go without talking about the man at quarterback, Sawyer Robertson. You talk about this turnaround, and he has a lot to do with that. 4 TDs, 23 of 31 for 310 yards. My goodness, he went off and really put it on the Jayhawks defense. And they, you know, I think we're left probably dizzy by the amount of big plays and big play threats that Baylor threw at them today. But Sawyer Robertson, the engineer, a big bounce back game for him after really struggling to protect the football with the interceptions last week against Houston. And I expected a bounce back. I think we all did. That was uncharacteristic. And, you know, it's just sometimes that happens. Games like that, give Houston credit. But he bounced back bigger than you even had hoped for, probably. 23 of 31, as I mentioned, 310, 4 TDs. So that's awesome. Big day for the offense, point being. Pendergrass, I cannot forget about Dawson Pendergrass. 104 yards, 11 touchdowns, had a TD in the air as well. So two 100-plus yard wide receivers, two 100-plus yard rushers, and then a 300-plus yard quarterback. So really awesome day for Jake Spavital and a group that has been getting it done throughout this stretch run and throughout the season. I mean, what a turnaround for the offense. That was a big notable on the to-do list and the big changes of this offseason, and it's paid off in spades. So nice job by Jake Spavital and that whole offensive staff. They deserve a ton of credit, and just cool to see the big explosive performances by a lot of the playmakers today. It just encapsulates, I think, perfectly the two 100-yard rushers, two 100-yard receivers, big-time passing game. I think it just kind of encapsulates the year and how many guys have been involved and how lethal this offense has been at times. So a huge, huge day there. And then on the defensive side of things, obviously huge to get turnovers. They really made a Kansas offense that has looked damn near unstoppable at times, very pedestrian overall, even though they still racked up a ton of yards. I mean, 17 points, you will absolutely take that, and a big part of that had to do with getting some turnovers. So big-time credit to Devin Bobby for 2 picks on the day. Also, just had the 1 last week, so it's like Aranda said in the post game of – you know, just keep chipping away, keep believing. And a guy in Devin Bobby who had some opportunities now earlier in the year, among others, to make some interceptions and to maybe swing a game. He's done that in a major way. Three interceptions in his last two games. Salute to Devin Bobby, the junior out of DeSoto, for his performance today and getting two big picks. So you had that from Bobby, but also getting the fumble recovery as well as Tevin Williams knocks it loose and Matt Jones is able to jump on the ball, gives you another turnover to add on to the pile, and you win the turnover battle 3-0. And turnovers as of late have become contagious, and that's been a beautiful thing to see. But yeah, Devin Bobby, Matt Jones, Tevin Williams, all getting involved in the turnovers today, a big part of why you were able to win this game in the fashion that you did. Special teams a little bit up and down, obviously had the missed kick right before halftime, but got one later on. I think that this team is just playing really well all the way around right now, and I'm thinking that they're probably going to love, because of the success that they're having, being able to keep this going for another month or so. What do you think? I think that's going to be a team fired up for bowl practices, fired up to be in the position that they're in, to go and win a ninth game, and fired up to just close this thing out on the right note. What a good group. What a fun group to watch here over these last few weeks. Not only win, because that's obvious, but really evolve and develop. And, you know, at one point in time, there was a lot of conversation, and I was involved in it, about, you know, playmakers and the lack thereof, or not even so much that as it was, guys, if there are some playmakers on this team, please raise your hand and please stand up and please make some plays. And they've done that now in spades the last few weeks. A lot of guys have emerged. Sawyer Robertson, a huge day through the air. Monterey Baldwin and Josh Cameron through the air on the receiving side of things. Dawson Pendergrass, Bryson Washington on the ground, and then even, you know, Pendergrass with the touchdown through the air as well. Just a beautiful all-around effort. But defensively, guys like Devin Bobby stepping up and making the interception, getting a couple of picks. We've seen big kicks. We've seen big returns. We've seen big turnovers. We've seen big splash explosives all over the course of these last six games in various forms and combinations. And it came together in a beautiful way, a beautiful exclamation point on the regular season today with Baylor's 45-17 victory. So looking forward to covering this team for one more game. Looking forward to the fact that they'll have a few more opportunities for just media interviews and exposure and platforms to whoever they're playing against here in the next few weeks to go out there one more time and kind of show what they are capable of doing as a team. So what a good group that has been able to really rebound, rally, and go prove a lot of people wrong about this team's mettle and about what they were able, you know, going to be capable of accomplishing. So hats off to them in that regard. As far as the bowl game, that remains to be seen. We do know that as of press time, and certainly by the time you're listening to this, Baylor has been eliminated from Big 12 championship contention. That was a very low odds type of thing to begin with, but I think that was official regardless of they had to win, which they did, but they needed three out of the four in front of them to lose, and that went sideways as Colorado won, and then you also had who else was it that won from the Big 12 today that they needed? Because Iowa State just started. So it was, Arizona State. Duh. Arizona State won. So there's two of the four. You needed three of the four to lose. There's two of the four that won. So that's not possible. Big 12 championship is off the table. But that was, again, something that nobody was really expecting going into this week. That would have been just a fun, chaotic thing to play out, if at all possible. So instead, we'll watch Arizona State and whoever it ends up being, Iowa State or BYU in Arlington next week for the Big 12 title. But when all was said and done, Baylor not that far out of the picture. A strong finish. It looks like it'll be fifth. No way to move up and nobody behind them to jump them. So that is more than a respectable finish, especially given that early on at that 0-3 start, you were in that 14-15 and things had continued on that 16 conversation, which is solely occupied by Oklahoma State now. But what a finish, what a great win on senior day and just in general. But to close out the regular season in this run and to have kind of the buildup of who's hotter, who's better, and to go in basically into a fight that gets all hyped up and then go knock the other team out in like the second or third round, and then knock them down, or not knock them out, but knock them down a couple times early and then just kind of toy with them and then knock them out late. Just completely control the fight. Thoroughly impressed by that. Looking forward to talking about it a bit more in the coming days. It's a big week coming up with National Signing Day, so looking forward as well to seeing how Baylor closes on this very important recruiting class, filled with some pretty high-profile guys at the top, and a lot of guys that obviously I think you trust their evaluations at this point, a lot of guys that they like. So we'll see if they can't try and complete that class as close as possible, but certainly it won't be for a lack of wins that hurts their class, or for a lack of momentum that anything hurts their class. It'll just be good old-fashioned recruiting if things go sideways, up, down, or whatever. But we'll have full coverage heading into National Signing Day and on Wednesday as well. So big week coming up, big win to close out the regular season, and a big bowl game to find out about in the coming days. We'll have all that and more on 365 Sports and also Sikkim365.com. And until next time, it'll be a little while until the next Rapid Reaction, because that will be after whatever bowl game, wherever that may be, against whoever that may be. But until then, I'm Craig Smoke, and this has been a Rapid Reaction podcast on Sikkim365.com.